from Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. State health officials say the peak number of coronavirus cases in Alabama may come around the third week in April. Officials say this depends on many factors, including social distancing across the state. The Montgomery Regional Airport has seen an 80% drop in traffic because of the coronavirus pandemic. Executive Director Marshall Taggart says the airport has been deep cleaned and flights are still available for essential travel. Taggart says there are no plans for layoffs currently. And the National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes hit Alabama Tuesday morning. An EF2 tornado hit Barber County, which was the hardest hit area. A total of 3 EF0 tornadoes hit Pike County. No serious injuries were reported. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a
Thursday.
Wait on it.
Sorry, I had to hit the button on the side of Dan.
My pause button got stuck. That means it's Thumbs Up Thursday.
Yeah.
That also means it's TGIF Eve. It also means it's gorgeous outside. And what are we doing inside a room with no windows?
Right.
With no corona. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, thank you for being patient with me.
Hello, gentlemen. What a beautiful day so far.
He called us gentlemen.
Yeah. You had a previous caller talking about how Cuomo may possibly move up into the Democratic nominee for the presidency, but that will never happen because people have to understand that by the time these politicians come out of state government and move into Washington, once they are a Democratic politician in Washington, they are so corrupted with scandal and money and sex and personal gain that they have so many skeletons in their closets, they have to protect each other to protect themselves, which is why, in my opinion, why Biden is possibly putting a lot of his old guard back into their positions of the Obama administration, because they had such a fine-tuned money-making machine that if they did so, they moved Cuomo up into the nomination, almost their entire Biden and Bernie Sanders supporters would turn on them, and they cannot afford to lose a very small percentage of the minority vote, which was their issue with Donald Trump trying to fix policies and procedures and economy that would include all Americans, because if he ever convinces them that he's not racist and it's for everyone, they're going to continue to lose not only the elections but the midterms. It's all about power and money. And they maybe in 2024 or 2028, Cuomo may be their option, but for right now, they have to protect Biden in order to protect themselves.
Thanks for the telephone call, Jeff. Appreciate you holding for so long. Let me go to Lori. Lori, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. I had a question for
sure.
you.
Sure.
My husband came home sick earlier and went straight to bed. He said, I'm just sick. And
are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Can they legally keep me away from him?
In your house?
No.
Keep you away from him where?
If he were to go to a hospital.
They could keep you away from him, yes, they could, if that was the policy of the entire hospital.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. Here's a biggie. When I was at the governor's office, they gave us a briefing on two things. One, prison riots and health issues that are there. Municipalities, counties, state operations have enormous authority during health situations. They can do, under the name of public health, they can do a ton of things. I remember Gene and I looking at each other kind of going, really? I mean, we're both pretty darn conservative. And Gene was more towards the libertarian side of things. But they have a lot of authority.
Okay. So they can do
Does he have a fever?
I don't know.
You don't have
take
a thermometer?
It when he, I'm going to take it when he gets up. He's been asleep.
Well, you need to get a thermometer, and first thing you need to do is check his temperature.
Yeah. I'm trying to get in touch with his doctor. He has COPD.
You definitely need to get in contact. You definitely, because let me tell you, Lori, he is at a very high risk group.
I know he is.
So you need to get a
thermometer.
They're
not going to let me see him.
Well, let's not start from that. Let's work on getting him help here. You need to get a thermometer. You need to call if he has a fever. You need to call the number for getting a test. Put him in the car and take him over to get a test if he has a fever.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Lori. Good luck. Keep us informed.
Okay. Thank you, Dan, for your help.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Whoa.
And folks, if you do have the fever, and especially the shortness of breath, and here's what we mean by shortness of breath. I got a good clarification the other day. If you just walk into the bathroom, you feel like you can't breathe, like you just did a big workout, you need to call the doctor. Because apparently this thing, for some people, and that's what's so crazy, the host, like the genetics of the host's body makes a big difference. But it can move like overnight to very, very serious. So if you have the serious symptoms of the fever and very shortness of breath, get in touch with doctors immediately.
Let me tell you, another thing you need to do is reach out to some people, make sure people are okay. I think there are some folks that may be floundering a little more than they're letting on. I think they need to be asked questions about that. We did not get to this yesterday, but one of our favorite senators from the great state of Louisiana, John Kennedy, was on, and he's going to talk about what Louisiana needs. Now, listen to the tone, how different it is here.
Just a month after Mardi Gras, New Orleans now is a ghost town as Louisiana surges into a coronavirus hotspot. The state's seeing a 30% increase of cases in one day and now facing a dire shortage of ventilators as hospital beds are expected to run out in a week. Here with more and an update is Louisiana GOP Senator John Kennedy. Senator Kennedy, what exactly do you need in terms of ventilators, and what did FEMA / the White House tell you when you requested it?
Well, like everyone else, Brian, we're catching hell. Adjusted for population, Louisiana's number two in cases and number three in deaths. We, like every other state, we need a lot of things. Primarily, we need more ICU nurses. Doctors just think they run the healthcare delivery system. It's nurses. Number two, we need more ventilators. Number three, we need our unemployment compensation system not to crash, because if people can't get money to buy food, they're going to go back to work, and that'll spread the virus. And as we were talking off the air, we could use a few prayers like everyone else as well.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Excellent. Good.
I almost got ran off the road by a crazy driver.
I was not on the road.
Oh, thank God. These people are crazy. Here's the first thing I want to say. Do you remember the movie, Joey probably does, but what was the it was called World War Z.
Yes.
With Brad Pitt. Yeah. And what was the whole premise of that movie? Did you notice that the virus had to what? It had to have a host. It had to have a healthy host with non-pre-existing conditions, correct?
Yes.
You remember that, Joey?
Yes.
Okay. It's so similar to now, and I know I'll probably catch a lot of flack from this, you know, but I'm getting so stressed out over the news media and everybody saying millions and millions of people are going to die. I mean, the sensationalism, I mean, to me, it's no difference than you standing in a theater and yelling fire. I want the Department of Justice to start arresting some of these people on the air, some of the stations, because some of these are flat-out lies, and it's perpetuating more, you know, hysteria and more stressed-out people. Especially your buddy Joe, Morning Joe, Dan.
Morning Joe does stress out people, but... You're not advocating that you should arrest somebody for talking on air, are you?
No, I'm talking about when they flat out talk about trying to sensationalize, saying millions and this is going to happen and this. I mean, they're no Nostradamuses, okay? And they're just trying to get ratings. Just, I mean, you can't have 24 hours, 7 days a week talking about. The only thing I need to really listen to is the president and his scientist experts have to stay out there on the front lawn or in the Oval, you know, in the White House. That's all I need to hear. I don't need to hear a bunch of speculation from a bunch of people who have agendas.
Yeah, I hear you, but I stop at having the Department of Justice arrest them.
Well, nobody gets held accountable anymore. That's
well,
my whole problem.
Nobody got held accountable in, you know, 1801.
What is that? Was that back? You were living back then, Dan?
No. So, Javon, I know a little bit about history. I mean, people were doing pamphlets and saying some of the most outrageous things about the president of the United States. And they booed George Washington during the State of the Union that he didn't do any more State of the Unions in front of Congress. And, you know, we think we're at odds now. They were just... Oh, and Grover Cleveland and the illegitimate child and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it was muckraking, which is where the terminology came from.
Well, instead of people trying to stay calm and let our leaders and our experts handle it, I got a bunch of TV show people that have control of the media, and people are pinned on to it. I don't even listen to radio. I even turn off the television. I've turned everything off, basically, because it's all negative, negative, negative. Blame, blame, blame. And a little bit of information that's actually factual. So here's my problem. Could I have somebody arrested for inciting a riot by saying words? Could words incite a riot that I could arrest somebody?
Well, first of all, you're not the plaintiff in that case. That would have to be a civil action. A municipality or government would have to come up with that.
Okay. Because my whole saying is, if I scared people enough to have a run on the banks, or some, or I say these millions of people are going to die, and people start to panic, is that person somewhat accountable for what they said?
It depends on what their intention is. But see, you got to remember now, whenever you're talking about the media, intent changes completely.
And there are laws in the books for inciting violence, but you got to prove it, and it's not like, oh, somebody just said something outrageous. Like,
so in other words, it's a thin line to prove it. That was malice and forethought on it.
Yeah, exactly. You have to have with intent and malice.
It's just amazing, though. I watch a lot of the news, and then they show, you know, from CNN and all these other things, and it just simply amazes me what the media can get away with. I remember the old days of Walter Cronkite and all these other people. They just told us the news, you know, and now everything's got an agenda. It's not even news anymore.
Yeah.
And what's the deal with de Blasio? The piss poor planner, is that what they call him now?
What was that, in the New York Post or something?
Well, no, I just made that one up. It sounds pretty. Well, we used to use that in the military a lot. You're a piss poor planner, logistics wise. He had a chance, all this money, and what did he do? He spent it on what? A solar company on some panels that went bankrupt?
That was Cuomo. Instead of Cuomo.
Well, they're two peas in a pod. I can't tell the difference between the two of them.
One's taller than the other.
Well, and also,
one's more short to be.
And also, Soldier Boy, I would suggest if you want to find information that isn't quite as amped up as, say, some of the cable news networks, I really do suggest kind of the podcast, YouTube world, whether Dr. Drew's been great through this, when Joe Rogan has on actual doctors, or, say, Dave Rubin of the Rubin Report has on actual doctors, it's really good. For instance, Rogan had on Dr. Peter Hotez. Yesterday, Hotez has been on all the cable networks, but with Rogan, he can sit down and talk for an hour and 11 minutes straight, and it's just an open conversation, no commercial break, no quick cutting in. Like, you just get good information in an open format, and it is not as political, we'll put it that way.
Yeah. All right. I'll heed your idea.
It's good stuff.
And suggestion.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it, guys. I'm going to enjoy my day off.
Adios. Gonna be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Here's 7292A, this is where we are. Yes. Okay, let's go to Senator John Kennedy. He's going to be talking about ventilators, and do you have enough of them?
I listened to some governors talk, and they said they're competing with FEMA on the same ventilators. They said it's, you know, it's being like being on Craigslist, trying to bid against FEMA to try to get the same ventilators. When FEMA gets them, they're going to distribute them around. So are you finding that when you talk to your governor?
Some. I mean, it's, look, it's hard for all the moving parts to be perfectly coordinated. I'm not going to criticize anybody. I think state government, local government, federal government, President Trump, everybody's doing the best they can. Ideally, it would be the preferred route to have one purchaser of the ventilators, the federal government. But I understand when governors wanting to be proactive want to go out on their own. We're using about 30% of our ventilators right now. It's not like we're out. But we worry, like everyone else does, about running out because we don't want to have to make a decision. Our healthcare professionals don't, of who lives and who dies. I think we'll beat this thing if everybody will respect what the scientists tell us. But that's why I mentioned our unemployment compensation program. If people can't pay their rent or buy food, they're going to go back to work, which means they're going to come out of quarantine, and that's why we need to get that money to people.
Much more measured, and he's not panicked and demanding, you know, the government do something about this. And I think what he's going to do is that methodical calmness. If they do need him, I think he'll pick up the phone and say, Mr. President, we need some help in Louisiana, and I think he'll go help them. The governor of Louisiana seems to be kind of stunned by this whole thing, watching him, but he certainly, I like his thankfulness to the feds for helping out. They're building a hospital in a convention center in New Orleans. You go to the Times-Picayune and look at pictures of downtown New Orleans. It is a ghost town. an absolute ghost town. Like, it has a post-Katrina look to it type thing. Ugh. So, now Kennedy's going to be talking about package four of stimulus, and are we going to do it, that we need to do this together. I like the words of encouragement here.
They're already talking about a fourth stimulus, a fourth rescue plan, and the president's saying, listen, the money's at 0%. I think we should have this big infrastructure bill. Are you ready to write another big check?
Well, number one, I'm not interested in any more of Speaker Pelosi's spending porn, or any other member of Congress for that matter. Number two, we just spent with the leverage $4 trillion. We ought to see if it works. Number three, with the leverage, we just spent $4 trillion. That's not Louisiana ditch water we're spending. That's taxpayer money. That's $4,000 billion. We have to pay it back. We borrowed it. And unless you were you were throwing the frisbee in the quad during Econ 101,
there he is.
Deficits matter. So I think we need to slow down here and be mindful of what we're doing, and let's see if what we just did works. I think it will if we can get the money out to people. The IRS has got to do its job, but our unemployment compensation programs have to do their job, too.
Absolutely, Senator. You're doing a good job telling everyone Louisiana is the emerging hotspot. The numbers are only going to get more challenging, but you're not blaming. You want to just have everyone take action. So,
no.
Senator, thanks so much for being here.
No, I'm not blaming. I'm not blaming anybody. We're going to beat this thing, but we're going to have to do it together. And we're not going to do it just throwing money at it.
I was in Publix, and over the intercom, they made an announcement about things, and they said, you don't need to rush, because they didn't want people shifting over to one side of the store. And he ended it with, we're all in this together. I thought that was pretty neat.
Nice touch.
And they're really working on the service part of things. Guys, don't forget, down at Sweet Creek Farm Market, they've got the Boston Butt for $25. You need to call 280-FARM, 280-FARM, and then ribs. Two slabs of ribs for $25 is normally $18 each. The cheapest I've seen them is $15. Let me go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace & Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Last week's unemployment claim numbers were more than four times the previous record. This week's doubles that, 6.6 million. Florida Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox he thinks the real number is much higher.
There's probably no state in the country who has an unemployment system that is prepared to take in the vast volume of people that are trying to reach them.
A top member of President Trump's COVID-19 task force is getting personal protection.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, has been given a security detail in the wake of threats. He has played a role in shaping the Trump administration's social distancing policy and has also been the target of online conspiracy theorists who dismiss the virus as a hoax.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And the Democratic National Committee is moving its convention in Milwaukee from July to the week of August 17th because of the virus. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's and Swinson Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway. The nights are still chilly, but we have a warm-up on the way. For today, nice afternoon recovery. Sunshine, high around 74. You can't beat this weather. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight, low temperature 49. Tomorrow, a warmer day, high near 80. We'll be in the low 80s on Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. Sunday's high up to about 84. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area Sunday. The rain chances are tiny. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Celebrity guest appearance here. And who is that on the phone with us? That's Reed Ingram. Reed, welcome to the DMO show. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
It is a gorgeous day outside.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yes, sir. Hope all is well. Are y'all doing? Hope everybody's doing good. I hope your listeners are doing good. Been praying for everybody. I tell you, we're in some difficult times.
We are indeed. But I tell you what, Sweet Creek Farm Market is helping people. I love that. $25 Boston Bud and two slabs of rib for $25.
And we have got chicken, smoked chicken, the half smoked chickens we're going to do today for $5.
No way!
And, take them half a chicken for $5, and they're smoked, and they're so juicy. And, oh, my goodness, we smoke them really slow. Then we wrap them up in apple cider vinegar. It's some of the best chicken I think I've eaten, but I'm just a little biased. But anyway,
oh, man,
we're going to have those. Be able to pick those up today at 5 o'clock. You can get them hot or cold. And we're also going to do Boston butts. You can drive through. We'll have them up on the porch. You don't even have to get out of your car. We'll deliver them to you. You get a butt, ribs, or chicken. You can get it hot or cold. Now, the butts are all going to be coming off at 5. We put them on early.
When does the chicken come off?
The chicken's coming off now. We're taking those off now.
Okay, so I can just pull up and say I want a half a chicken, and then
that's right. You pull up, and then we'll have people directed. You can just drive out the other side. So pull up to the front door. You don't even have to take a parking place. You pull up, and one of the girls will come out, get your order, and get you fixed up. It comes with barbecue sauce and on the chicken and the ribs and the butt. So it all comes with sauce ready to go, wrapped up. The butts will be hot, so you can take it home, pull it, put the rest of it in the freezer, eat it all tonight, whatever you want to do. But $25, and then we've got buy one camp stew, get one free. So what? You end up with $7.50.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to start that. We're going to start that today. But you got to get a, that comes, you have to do an entree order. So with every entree order, you can take advantage of the buy one, get one free on the camps too. So you order a Cuban or you get a Boston butt or whatever you order in a cafe, you can get the buy one, get one free. We're going to limit it to one order though. So you get one and you buy one, get one free. And then we'll be.
Are you talking about the thing that's normally $15?
That's right. That's right.
Wait. Do you have coronavirus? Have you gone mad? That is an insane price.
Well, we want to make sure everybody's got enough food, and we're happy. We're okay with it, and we just want to make sure that everybody has enough to get by. You know.
So if I get a chicken, then I can get two camp stews for $15.
That's right. You get a butt, or you get a sandwich, or you get a kid's meal. I don't care. Just buy something in the cafe. We're trying to keep these boys and girls busy and the kitchen busy, and everybody win.
I like that.
We encourage everybody, whether they do business with me, go out and buy local. You know, Chappie's is doing a good job. A lot of restaurants out there are doing a really good job, and we would just want people to support people local, whether you do business with me or not.
So the butts come off at 5?
We're going to be taking them off about 4:30 to 5 o'clock. They'll be ready for people to drive through at 5.
Okay. Do they need to call in 280 Farm for that or just show up?
I'd rather not. We've got probably about 60.
And
we should have plenty for everybody.
There you go. Okay, guys. Y'all hit that up, man. Particularly that Camp Stew deal. That is unbelievable.
We'll have the Camp Stew and the chickens and the butts and all sitting out there up under the porch. And we'll just come out and wait on you. And get you taken care of, and you'll be on your way. You don't even have to get out of your car if you don't want to.
Reed, I appreciate you so, so very much and what you do in the community.
Well, thanks. I appreciate what everybody's doing. Just stay safe, stay at home, and just support your local businesses. Appreciate y'all. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Reed Ingram's Weekly Farm Market, the man himself will be doing that drawing tomorrow. Who can get in that drawing? Any caller, but if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Yeah, Senator Kennedy was a little bit different there, wasn't he?
Yeah, somber tone, definitely.
The only thing is that the Louisiana, they're doing the frisbee in the quad. I thought that was kind of funny. And I mentioned this yesterday. Nancy Pelosi wants to do a 911 kind of investigation type thing into the coronavirus handling by the Trump administration. And Adam Schiff has now chimed in on that. So obviously that came from Nancy to Adam. Now, Doug Collins is going to weigh in. Listen in.
Adam Schiff now calling for an independent commission to investigate the federal government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The congressman tweeting, after Pearl Harbor, 9/11, we looked at what went wrong to learn from our mistakes. Once we recovered, we need a nonpartisan commission to review our response and how we can be better prepared for the next pandemic. I'm working on a bill to do that. Joining us now to react, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, Congressman Doug Collins, often by Adam Schiff's side, but maybe not on the same side. Congressman, is this the time to bring up a commission?
No, it's not. And I think, look, there's going to be enough with the packages that we just passed of aid that is going to people starting in the next few weeks. We have oversight in that. We have inspector generals. There's stuff that's been put in there to make sure. And look, at a certain point in time, there will be a look back at this. There'll be a look back at what happened and how it came about. But also, I think there's going to be actually a look back here that I'm not sure Adam Schiff wants to talk about, and that is China's role in this and the fact that as Intelligence Committee Chairman, he was so wrapped up in impeachment during when all this hit that I'm not sure that there was a slow response on both sides because no one was looking at this because he was so focused on the president and what he was trying to do in an election that we were missing basically China's role and others. I mean, we've seen this before. I'm not sure he would like the outcome of this report any more than he did any of the other reports that he had this past year.
That's a good approach, Doug. I like that. But if Adam does this thing, I think this is going to be terrible for the Democrats, particularly if you have you remember, we talked yesterday about the over-under. Is it over 100,000 or is it under 100,000? Is it right at 100,000? I think 100,000 or slightly above 100,000 is fine. I think under 100,000 is going to be great for Donald Trump. And I just don't see how, you get to the numbers. Now, Cuomo said yesterday that the peak is going to hit at the end of April in New York. That one would be interesting because his numbers are actually slowing down. The number of cases in New York is slowing down. the number of victims is going up, but slightly. It actually peaked 3 days ago, but it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be interesting. I won't say fun. Interesting to watch this to see how this kind of plays out. Where will California, we talked about that yesterday, since they're doing great. Texas has got a little bit of a problem, some problem areas that they're trying to lock down on. Florida's going to be another one to watch to see how DeSantis is handling that, because he's got them in complete shutdown now. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I am doing fine. Hey, Mr. Ingram, now, Sweet Creek?
Yes, sir.
Is that just for today, or you got it going on tomorrow?
Well, you can order... he's got 60, so I would assume he's going to have some for tomorrow, but I think the chicken is for today only.
All right. Oh, well. Tomorrow will be good for me.
Well,
but hey, this thing on Pelosi.
Yes, sir.
It does not surprise me, sir. These Dems, they're going to keep whatever comes up, they're going to investigate.
Yep.
From now until the election time.
Yep.
It's not going to stop.
Yeah, they're stuck because, let me tell you something, they've got a really bad candidate that's going to get their nomination unless he implodes somewhere. And Donald Trump comes out of this whole corona thing looking presidential, which right now he's very much so looking, and the polls bear that
out. Yes, sir, he is.
It will be a slaughter.
Yeah. I watched his live briefing yesterday.
Wasn't that good?
It was very good.
You know,
what I liked about it, he was asked a question. He stepped aside and let one of his staff members answer it.
Yeah, and then he would come back and add to it, though. I thought that was good.
Yes, then he'd come back and would speak to it. He's letting his experts, speak for him.
Yep.
And that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
And people have been saying, Trump is not, he don't know this well. The president, he has advisors. That's what you do.
Yep.
But we're doing good. We're going to come through this.
Amen to that, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for taking my call. Have a great day.
Thank you. You have a great day also. Let's see, let's continue on with Doug Collins here, so we get this to 10 minutes to the hour here. Doug Collins on Adam Schiff, did it hurt the president's COVID-19 response to what Adam did?
In terms of impeachment, Adam Schiff was asked, did your impeachment inquiry hurt the president being able to look after the potential pandemic? Here's his response.
Mitch McConnell said that he believes that the impeachment trial in the Senate slowed down the federal government's response.
Yeah, the president said something similar, which was an interesting acknowledgement that the administration has screwed up this response. And I think the facts are quite clear that the president's weeks-long, maybe months-long delay in taking this seriously has had catastrophic consequences.
What's your response to that?
Brian, he just can't help himself. This is a man who for a year has done nothing but over a year has attacked this president, tried to go through the Mueller report, the impeachment. He said there was things in, the president did, it was in plain sight that he did wrongdoing. He just can't help himself. Even in quarantine, even in isolation, it sounds like all he wants to do is focus on the president. So the president's done a good job as he is focused on this. We have all learned from this crisis going, and the president has been listening to his advisors and moving forward. But there can be no mistake that in the month of January and December, when Adam Schiff was leading this country down a sham impeachment, that there was distraction on Capitol Hill. You saw it on both sides of the aisle that they were so focused on this. For him to come back at this point and try to, regain the spotlight from his failed attempts at impeachment is just, it's sad for the American people. We need to be focusing on what's happening now, getting the drugs that you just talked about with Dr. Oz, getting these folks the money that they need so that our economy can recover as we go through this, and being taking care of the people who are losing family members and losing lives and losing businesses right now. Again, this is so premature, but it's not nothing new for Adam Schiff.
I tell you, Doug Collins is a great foil for Adam Schiff.
It
must drive him crazy.
For Schiff to say, we need an independent committee to look into this like we had the 9/11 commission,
But it's very clear the president screwed up this response.
Yeah.
And also, again, with the president, when the president was asked about Mitch McConnell's comments, he's like, well, I like to think I wouldn't have responded any differently, but I was impeached. I think the biggest distraction is the media was focused on impeachment. That was that 24/7.
Well, yeah, you remember he did the State of the Union on February the 4th where he mentioned coronavirus.
Right.
So you can't have it both ways.
And it's people on the right and the left were downplaying this, saying it's like the flu. I mean, we have been learning about this. There are a few folks who were very right from the beginning, and most of those were specialists in epidemiology and whatnot.
And Fassi, he made comments in February that it wasn't that big of a deal. We'll get to that right now.
Anthony Fauci was on the Catch Roundtable Syndicated Radio Show January 26th saying, I don't think that virus, from what they know, is going to be a big problem here. So the best in the business, who basically pushed America towards a cure for AIDS, was caught by surprise to a degree about the degree of this. How do you expect the president and civilians to pick up the magnitude of what we're experiencing? There's one group of people to blame. It's the Chinese government, who still is not telling us the truth. This is one time in which we don't have to be Democrats and Republicans. We can be Americans. And again, we're back to the same old divide. I wish people would start growing up.
I agree with you completely. I think the president was very diplomatic yesterday when he said those numbers were light coming out of China. Listen, I think for most of us, we can agree, Republican and Democrat, that the numbers were wrong. And I think when Dr. Fauci's statement and others, it just shows that they were not being forthright in the outcoming of this reports and what they were seeing. And now it's time for us to come together, acknowledge that, and then move forward, taking care of the people who need the help of each other as Americans. We always pull together. We're in this together, and we got to continue this fight right now.
That was good. And he did. He basically in February said, I know it's going to be a big deal here. So where's Adam Schiff going around popping off on Fauci? Hint, hint, hint. Music means a break. Gonna be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Primal Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chick.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'm going to kind of change over subjects here. We're going to get back into corona and some antibody testing and things like that have been done. But this is something very interesting. The FBI has warned online attacks have happened to Zoom users. Now, It's interesting. I just saw the article, but my company had said, I told you, we're doing a lot of webinars and things like that, but they warned that if you're ever talking to a client, that you have to use what's called the VPN circuit, where it's a virtual private network, and what you do is you send them a little tab, and your computer and their computer will link up, and nobody can get involved in that. And it's taboo. You do not talk to a client that you don't have that circuit, because you may be talking about financial things that somebody could use to do damage to the client or do damage to me. But so people are doing Zoom all over the place. They're doing Zoom classrooms. They're doing Zoom medical. And hackers are breaking into it.
Oh, hackers are out in force.
They really are. Yeah. So listen to this story.
But the FBI is warning about reports of people intruding on calls with pornographic hate images. Our consumer investigative correspondent, Anna Werner, spoke with Zoom's CEO. Anna, what's going on?
That's right, Anthony. Attackers with other agendas, they've discovered Zoom too, as one Long Island mother found out earlier this month. She asked us not to use her last name or the name of her daughter's school because she said they now fear more online attacks.
Mom Michelle says her 14-year-old daughter was online in a class for her private modern Orthodox girls high school when some boys Zoom bombed it.
First, the screens were completely black, and they were saying all these anti-Semitic things, cursing them out, saying you effing Jews, etc. And then one boy suddenly stripped and was naked.
She says her daughter was upset.
She was very embarrassed by it, and she just said, I can't talk about it.
Well, the internet brings out base instincts in people. It's true of every new platform.
Wired editor and CBS News contributor Nick Thompson says hackers are taking advantage of the millions of new Zoom users.
They don't know the privacy settings. They don't know how to secure it. And so suddenly they're vulnerable to monsters who want to interrupt and insult them.
There was, everybody's doing classrooms on Zoom and meeting room and things like that. WhatsApp and stuff like that. So I know a teacher that was doing it, and somebody hacked into their classroom. They're teaching sixth grade class, and somebody hacked into the session and started saying some really bad things. And now they're coming up with ways to try to stop this, and you're going to hear that in the second part, but let's just say that the students were a little shocked at the whole thing.
And to me, it's kind of like, wait, where y'all been? Like, this, the internet's been this way for a while, and it is a new wild, wild west, and it's good to protect yourself.
Absolutely, because let me tell you something. In my business and financial planning business, we do that. This is now our new thing. When I'm doing FINRA or company-type meetings and things like that, I'm doing it on internet. I'm doing it through our own package, which is basically a Zoom platform,
right,
by the way, but it's all security is so big for my company. So listen to the type of attacks that they have and the remedy that Zoom has come up with.
Zoom founder and CEO Eric Yuen says his company wasn't prepared for the influx of novice users.
I think this is a mistake and lesson learned.
He says businesses using Zoom typically require employees to use passwords, something first-time users often don't do.
So this is something new to quite often those are also first-time Zoom users as well.
Is it fair, though, to blame the users? Doesn't the company have a responsibility to protect them on the front end, given that you guys are the experts on your own system?
Absolutely right. I think that's why I say we did not do a good job. When we offer the free service, we should have a training session. We should enable a password. Looking back, we should have done that. Absolutely, this is our oversight.
But tell that to Donnell Williams, who heads the National Association of Real Estate Brokers.
It's not right.
He had over 200 people in a Zoom conference meeting yesterday when someone hacked in and drew a picture of male genitalia on the screen, then started making racist comments.
And then the slurs, using the N-word, in front of all of my attendees who are respected people in our community.
I think there's going to be a brand hit for Zoom, without a doubt. people are going to have a few negative connotations about Zoom bombs and privacy failures for a long time with this company.
On the other hand, Thompson says most people still want the service, including the people we interviewed on Zoom for this story.
I don't blame Zoom one bit. This was a bad experience for these children, and hopefully it won't happen again, for sure.
Zoom CEO told us he is taking steps to address what he calls these unforeseen issues. Passwords have now been put in place by default for everyone, and for the K through 12 schools, so many thousands of whom are now using Zoom, they'll use something called the waiting room. You can use that too. Basically allows you to see who is joining prior to the call and restrict access. And you can change that, Anthony, in your settings.
So they are changing the passwords on it, so that is good. But I know some of you are using Zoom out there, so be careful. Do the password set and let anybody that's coming into the call put them into a holding room first so you can see who it is. Dan Moore Show will be back. Final hour?
Oh, yeah. Show's flying by today.
Going to be back right after this.
To be the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Two Holland America cruise ships with 2,500 passengers set to dock in Fort Lauderdale, with Americans suffering from coronavirus symptoms allowed to depart for treatment. Foreign nationals will be bused to an airport.
But they are not going to go inside the airport.